welcome back to another episode of the Cantina Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Walsh, and Aiden is with me, as always. Today, we will be doing a little different than what we said last week. We do not have Nolan as a guest today. We saw something online that we thought maybe it would be a good idea for us to discuss, and that's the Disney is resetting the Star Wars timeline and erasing the sequel trilogy from canon. And this is, as of now, just a rumor, but we thought we should discuss it and what this could mean for Star Wars going on and how whether we think it could happen or whether we think it should happen. So I'm going to hand over to Aiden for his initial thoughts on finding out about the rumor in general.
So my initial thoughts are that this is completely false and that's never going to happen. Like, there's no way Disney puts millions of dollars into these movies. And then, not only do they put millions of dollars into the movies, they make billions of dollars at the box office with the movies. So these movies are complete successes, whether or not you think they are within the fandom or not. They still made $1 billion for all three of the sequel trilogy movies. And then the other two movies each were pretty much successes too. Solo didn't do as well, but whatever. So, like, if we're just talking about the sequel movies, though, I mean, there's no way that they make these movies and then say, oh, yeah, those don't count. Like, I don't know how you would get that out to the people, and I don't know what you would do afterwards. Like, what would you make the sequel trilogies after that?
So, a lot of reports are saying they would use a concept from Star Wars Rebels called the Veil of the Force, and it's a mystical dimension of the Force that connects all space and time. And from that, the plan would have been, and this is still, all of this is rumor and speculation, but it's like a separate dimension, so it would have happened in the Star Wars multiverse, I guess, is what it would be called, but it wouldn't happen in, but like, the one we know and love, the first six movies, this one wouldn't be a part of. And my initial reaction was, God, please no, please tell me this is false. And as of yet, it's still rumors. I don't know if Lucasfilms or Disney has released anything about it at the time of this recording. But my initial reaction was, God, please no, don't let this be real. I like these movies. I thought they were entertaining. I've liked all of them, except for the last one for the most part. But
That idea can still be done, the multiverse Star Wars could still be done in a different trilogy. They don't have to erase the sequel trilogy to get that done. The sequel trilogy, I mean, I don't understand why everybody has such a big problem with it. Maybe they're not your favorite Star Wars movies, but they still have a kind of compelling story. Like, I mean, about Kylo Ren and where's Rey from? Maybe they didn't have the payoff everyone wanted, but still, I think that the sequel trilogy should stay. Disney should lick their wounds with the fans, and then after that, they make some new movies that are either way in the future, past Episode 9's timeline, or way in the past before Episode 1. So that's what I think Disney should do. And if they want to do this veil thing, they can still make those movies if it's a different universe. Like, I mean, they could easily just make those movies whenever they want.
But back on that, the Veil of the Force, I don't know if they would. Here's my biggest problem, is that I think Disney is capable of this. let's start there. I think Disney is capable of saying, yep, we're erasing it, because we saw what happened with 7. Was 7 and 8 were both good movies. We both really liked them. And they, other than 7, kind of rehashed A New Hope a little bit. 8 in itself was a very original movie, and both of us thought was a great movie. With not a lot of fan service, it took its own direction, and it defied expectations of what we thought was going to happen by, like, killing Snoke, finding out that Rey's parents are nobodies, all that jazz. But then 9 came along, and they pretty much just said, well, the fans didn't like 8. Let's just do everything that they said they would want, but they just took the ideas of both extremes of, I like the prequels and I hate the prequels, and they tried to mishmash those together to make a movie that pretty much no one liked. And what they got was a fan service movie. And I think that shows that Disney is capable of saying, well, this is what the fans want us to do, might as well do it. And I think that's a possibility for Disney. They have the money for it won't affect them that much, and they will think, well, I guess if it'll make the fans happy, we can do this. And they'll do it. And that's my biggest problem.
There's no benefit.
Huh?
To me, there's no benefit with them erasing these movies. They have... I mean, this is Star Wars we're talking about, one of the most vast universes of... Like, you could literally do anything in the Star Wars universe at any time. I mean, there are so many years of lore built up in this universe, whether it's prequels or post sequels or even in between the three trilogies. You have so much room to make new material that they should just forget that the people hate, or not even hate, that the people didn't like the sequel trilogy as much. What should happen is they should say, all right, we're going to make a plan here, and we're going to make a new trilogy or a new series of movies in a completely different time in Star Wars, whether it's completely in the future, past Episode 9, like thousands of years before Episode 1. They need to decide and then make that trilogy to the best of their ability. Have a plan this time. You have a starting point, an ending point, and a middle point, and make sure you know who your directors are, and nobody's getting fired, and make sure everything's good. And then, from there, once you make a solid trilogy or a solid series of movies, then they'll have the trust of the fans to do whatever movies they want. If they want to do this Veil of the Force movie, because the Veil of the Force movie, to me, is kind of similar to what Marvel did with Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, nobody knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were unless you read comic books before the movie came out. But now, the movie's out, and Guardians of the Galaxy are some of people's favorite characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, I think that's what Disney needs to do. They need to build a rapport with the fans more. They need to put out some solid movies. And I think what it's going to help them, too, that they have Mandalorian Season 2 coming out. I think that... Obviously, Mandalorian Season 1 was loved by pretty much everybody. They're going to have Kenobi coming out here pretty quick. And then they're going to have another TV show, Cassian Andor, coming out a few years down the road, too. So, I mean, that's three more TV shows you're going to have helping you build the rapport with the fans. If you can put out three good movies over the next 5 years, I'm pretty sure Disney will be able to do whatever they want without... having to run into any problems with the fans. Because I can tell you, Marvel, they don't have any problems with any fans other than DC fans, but that's just because there's a stupid war. So, like, the Marvel fans trust Disney with everything. I think that is what Star Wars should look to. They should make their own decisions and look to be trusted by the fans before they make any movies, not erase trilogies because the fans want it to.
All right, well, I'm going to pretty much have to agree with you on that. And then I have one more topic of discussion for us, and that's that there are reports of a civil war within Lucasfilms between Kathleen Kennedy and Jon Favreau. And it's all because of the fact that, at least what I've seen, that Favreau wants to have control of Star Wars, because he doesn't think Kathleen's doing a good job, which I'm going to have to agree with him on. She's not doing that good of a job. And I just wanted to see, like, what you thought about it, whose side, if anyone's side, you're on, and what you would make of the situation.
So, if it were me, Kathleen Kennedy is one of the greatest producers of all time, and I don't think it would be a very smart business move to completely remove her from the situation. But then again, as we see here, the sequel trilogy didn't have the success it should have had because of the poor story direction that Kathleen Kennedy sent the movies in. So I think if you could have Kathleen Kennedy as a producer on the movie, she could go out and get these big name directors for you. I mean, plus you're working in Star Wars, so that'll help you a ton too, but she could go out and get these big name directors, these behind the scenes people, I'm sure is what the producer puts together, that make the movie happen. And then you have Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni kind of tag team the story element of things, and write the stories and come up with the ideas of where the Star Wars universe is going to go in these new movies and TV shows. And maybe you could do Favreau is in charge of the movies and Filoni's in charge of the TV shows, and they can collaborate on things, but maybe you just have your own kind of district or whatever to work on, and then they have the three-headed monster of Filoni, Favreau, and Kennedy working all for the same cause. I think would be a way better thing than Kathleen Kennedy having full power and Jon Favreau having little to no say other than just the Mandalorian.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to have to agree. So, what I would think would be best is I think that they should remove Kathleen Kennedy from being in charge. They should just put her down to an executive producer position so she can do all her stuff that she is good at but not have to worry about writing a story. And then they do a dual ownership of Lucasfilms under Favreau and Filoni. And then I say they collab on television shows and give most of the power to Favreau for movies. Because as we've seen, Favreau does movies very well. I believe he did the Iron Man trilogy. And the first Iron Man, we both agreed, is a very good movie. And I believe he did the Spider-Man movies too, the new Marvel ones. Did he? Or am I mistaken on that one?
I know he did the first Iron Man. I don't know about the whole... I know he didn't do Iron Man 3. I'm not sure about Iron Man 2, and I cannot confirm. But he's got other movies. He did The Lion King, the new Lion King for Disney. He also did the...
He did
the
Elf.
Mowgli or the Jungle
Book.
Yeah,
he did the Jungle Book.
He did Elf.
He's done
a lot of good movies. And
so he has both Iron Man and Iron Man 2 is what he has directed.
Yeah, so, I mean, and... Not only that, I mean, you obviously can tell from season one of The Mandalorian, he's great at his job, and
he loves Star Wars.
Yeah, he loves Star Wars. Like, I mean, so did Rian Johnson, though. And honestly, I would love to see a Rian Johnson movie in Star Wars that had nothing to do with anything anyone ever knows. Like,
I would like to see a Rian Johnson trilogy, except after Last Jedi, I don't think they're ever going to give it to him.
It all depends, though. It depends on if Kathleen Kennedy is still at the helm. And it goes back, I don't know if Rian Johnson trilogy will be the next thing Star Wars releases, but I think if you have a few movies down the road, fans are relatively happy, kind of like what I was talking about earlier, I think Star Wars will be able to release a movie directed by anybody and people can enjoy it. And I think Rian Johnson, if you put him in the Star Wars universe with no restrictions of this is Luke Skywalker, this is Princess Leia, make sure you know, treat them right. Like, make sure
you, so if you, you give have to him like his
connect the two trilogies together.
If you give him his own,
like,
characters to work with.
If he didn't have
give him free rein to build his own separate part of the universe.
Exactly. Like that, I think that would
work. Benefit, I feel like that would. The biggest problem with Disney
Last Jedi is one of the better, if not like, it's not the best, but it's one of the better Star Wars movies just based on a story, like a standalone movie. Mm-hmm. The Last Jedi is super good, and if he made a trilogy where nobody could get angry because Luke Skywalker didn't come fight on the battlefield in real person, like, I think that that would be amazing.
So, I have not seen any of Rian Johnson's other movies that I know of, and I'm not, is he, have you seen any of his other movies?
I've not, but I've heard
good things. I've heard he's a great, I heard he's a great director. So, my question would be, because in Star Wars, it's different than directing, like, other movies, because there has to be more of a world-building aspect to it, and I'm not saying he doesn't know how to do it, I just don't know if he knows how to do it, because he kind of came into Star Wars with a set formula, and he had to tell his own story, which kind of restricted him, because...
I mean, I think he built the world very good in Star Wars, in just that one movie he made. I mean, he made that Force Skype between Kylo and Rey. Admiral Holdo's lightspeed attack
awesome.
Through Snoke's ship.
I mean, but I don't think that was world building.
In just a 2-hour movie, and I think that
you think that he can
what?
Pull off. You think that he could pull off a solo movie, like with no, he just makes his own characters.
Yeah.
You think that maybe Definitely. We could get a world an old I mean, Republic? I think he could handle an old Republic, movie or trilogy or such.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd necessarily want Force users to be the main part of Rian Johnson's trilogy.
Oh, you
I think
want
that it would be cooler if,
like he if, do maybe yeah, he directs the like underworld, like the criminal underworld type stuff.
Yeah,
that would
yeah
be
like
bad.
A gangster Rian Johnson movie. I think that that would be cool.
That wouldn't be bad. Maybe we could get Martin because... Scorsese in to direct a gangster. Star Wars yeah. movie.
Martin Scorsese directing Star Wars, a gangster's story. I think that
the Italian
I think that, that would
playing.
Be Rian Johnson. Yeah. I think Rian Johnson would be a really good addition to the Star Wars universe again if everything goes well, and hopefully they can put out a few good movies and successful TV shows here, and then the fans will be back to happy Star Wars fans, but I doubt that'll ever happen, because people want what they want, and if they don't get it, then they throw a fit.
Well, the biggest problem with Star Wars fans is that you had the original trilogy fans, which were around in this, which were kids to teenagers in the 70s, and then the prequels came out, and they didn't like the prequels, but kids did. And now kids have grown up, and now the new comes out, and no, and the majority doesn't like it. And those are the people that did that like the original and like the prequels. But kids still like the new Star Wars movies. So the problem's going to come is there's if Star Wars does the same thing it's been doing and does a new trilogy every 17 years, which I doubt it will, because they're going to try and turn into Marvel, which I'll discuss about that later. It's going to be hated by most of the fans, but kids are going to love it, and then they're going to grow up, and they're going to remember it, because they liked it. And that's pretty much what's going to happen if they keep doing it the same way. But what they're probably going to do is they're going to try and turn Star Wars into the MCU, which I don't think Star Wars is built for. I don't think Star Wars is built to have 4 movies a year release in the same universe, and have 22 movies over a 10-year span cultivating in Luke Skywalker snapping away Darth Vader. I don't think anything like that could work in the Star Wars universe. Now, it's got a world of potential to be expanded, but you can't have an overarching story over that expansion. It's more or less you just have to build the universe. And if it doesn't connect with anything else, then it doesn't connect with anything else.
I mean, to a certain extent, I would like to see callbacks from or references from movies in Star Wars. Like, if they do an Old Republic movie, a trilogy or whatever, I would like to see either references to what will take place in the prequels in the future, Or then if they do an Old Republic movie and then they do a movie past episode 9, maybe we get a few references, like if there's a Jedi training sequence, like somebody's rebuilding the Jedi temple.
And it's got like Rey's image on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just small callbacks, nothing like that.
Nothing like Finn's gonna show up. Like
yeah, like more of like just little tidbits to let you know that you're still all in the same universe. Well, that's kind of that's what I mean. But I mean, like, I didn't want.
I think that Star Wars can't do. I don't think Star Wars can do the MCU. Every movie's connected because MCU is a timeline of 10 years. Like they. Sure, you could go way into the future and see what the superheroes look like, but this is Star Wars where there's completely different thousands of year spans between movies that you can create characters with that don't have to connect with Rey, Finn, and Poe. Like, I mean, or the Skywalkers. So I think that it's a completely different thing, and I don't think... I agree. I think that there should just be one Star Wars movie a year. And honestly, maybe one Star Wars movie every 2 years.
Because that wouldn't be bad.
I'm going to have to admit that towards the end of that trilogy, where we had Star Wars movies, what, 5 straight years?
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't Star Wars out by any means. But it wasn't the event it once was, watching Star Wars in the movie theater.
Like coming back for Force Awakens. Like, no Star Wars movies awesome. Other than the animated one since 2005. And it just blew your mind to see all that back on the big screen. And then you got Rogue One, mm-hmm. which I thought was amazing, considering the ending was one of the best scenes in Star Wars. And then you had Last Jedi, which we both liked. And then we were at that point where, okay, we had 3 Star Wars movies in 3 years, and then Solo came out, but in May. And, man, I really wasn't too excited to go see Solo. I wanted to see it because it was a Star Wars movie and I love Han Solo. But I really wasn't pumped out of my mind like I was for the last 3 movies. So when before Force Awakens, Rogue One, and Last Jedi, I would watch videos up the wazoo. Try and just find out what's going to happen, until the movie came out, and then I shut myself off, because I didn't want spoilers. I just kind of wanted to see, like, what everyone's perspective was and everything. But then Solo came around, I'm like, yeah, I don't really care that much. I just want to kind of see the movie. And I went in, it was 6 months after I saw my last Star Wars movie, new, I was like, yeah, not a bad movie. But then I liked that year and a half wait for Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, it didn't pay off, but it was the exhilaration before when that first trailer came out. My head exploded when that trailer came out. I'm like, oh my God, Star Wars is back. It's going to be awesome. It wasn't really that awesome, but Star Wars is back. It's going to be the best thing ever. I was like, this might be the best movie ever. This might be their magnum opus. Who knows? And then, I mean, we watched the movie. It wasn't as good as we were hoping, but I was just... Yeah. Star Wars, the longer the waiting period, the more pumped out of their mind people are going to be. That's why Force Awakens made so much in the box office compared to every other Star Wars movie. Because people waited, 2005 to what, 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Or 2016. Yeah, 10, 11 years. For a new Star Wars movie to come out. When it came out, everyone was like, well, we got to see this now. This is Star Wars. It looks really cool. New compelling characters. It looks like there's good CGI for once. Maybe not awful acting about sand. We get to go see a Star Wars movie. So everyone flooded the box office, and they made a whole bunch of money from it. But then they started releasing them every year, and they can't do that. A good two-year span would be good.
Yeah, I agree. I think the best thing Star Wars could do is release their next movie in 2022.
Agreed. And like, then just kind of...
Maybe December 2021, but 2022 for sure. Like, I mean, you give us 2 years off.
Place recover.
But we're not even going to be all off of Star Wars, because they're still going to have Mandalorian. Yeah, because we're still going to have
Mandalorian. Cassian Andor CZ will be coming out soon. Yep.
Yep, and then I'm sure that they have more TV shows in the works that,
yeah. So we're
if not
not
for a global pandemic, would probably be
already out,
starting to film or something, you know.
Or being announced.
Yeah, that's fine. Not being filmed. Kenobi would probably start being filmed. I don't think that.
Has
I think
Kenobi
that
not
one
been filmed yet?
Back.
I thought they started filming, but then stopped because of COVID.
It could have. That could have been the thing. Because I know it's been pushed back because of the coronavirus, but, you know, it's just a wacky time in Star Wars and in the real world.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty much think that'll do it for us on this episode today. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at @talk_cantina. Follow me and Aiden on Twitter. Here, let me pull up our my ad is at Big Josh Walsh. Aiden's is at Aiden Walsh 00. I'm pretty sure that'll do it for us. Thanks for listening, guys.